Blog Talk Radio.
Of Chicago. That's right. It is Friday, December the 8th, 2017. And Taking the Limits Off is on the air live from your West Side studios located here on the third floor of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. And man, we have a show for you today. I'm excited. It's Praise Break Friday, y'all. Y'all know how we do. We cuts up around here on Praise Break Friday. But today we're going to cut up a little bit more, because today we got some guests that are on their way to this here studio here located on the third floor, one more time, of Kingdom Missionary Baptist Church. Man, it's going to be a good time. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Today our special guest is When Shepherds Worship. That's right. It's an all-pastors gospel group. They will be joining us shortly. They're coming from different parts of the city. One of them had to go play at a funeral this morning. I just found out about it I found out about it this morning. I actually met him a little earlier at a different engagement. But he is going to be here in studio on today. All four of them will be here in studio. That's why y'all see, if those of you watching on Facebook Live, y'all see the chairs already set up. I'm ready. I done made a little room. I done cleaned some stuff out. I'm excited. I'm ready. Pastor Garrett, he just said, I'll be there soon. I know, sir. I understand. But, man, it's about to be good in here. I hope y'all are ready. I know I am. It's about to be a good time in the Lord today. But let me give you a rundown real quick. Y'all know the routine of how you could be a part of today's show. As always, it's your boy, your host, Miss Dana L. King. And I'm in the studio just by myself. But it's going to be a little crowded in here in a few moments. I'm excited. Hope you all are too. But let me give you a rundown of how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's show. If you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 347-934-0546. Again, that's area code 347-934-0546. We would love to hear from you all that way. Definitely would love to hear from you all that way. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We would definitely love to hear from you all that way. Again, that's takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's how you reach us via email. Amen. Also, if you want to follow us on social media, real simple to do, facebook.com/TTLO radio. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us right there. Again, that's facebook.com/TTLO radio. We would love to hear from you all via that way. And then there's Twitter. You can tweet the show @TTLO radio. Again, you can tweet the show @TTLO radio. We would love to hear from you all that way. Again, please tweet the show @TTLO radio. Looking forward to hearing from all of you that way as well. Let me see. The live streams are up and running, are they not? Yes, sir. The live streams are up and running. You know what to do. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Ustream.tv. You can find us right there. Just do a simple search on Ustream for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon, and you will find us there. Amen. And then Facebook Live, I think it's up. Yeah, Facebook Live is up and running. Facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us right there. Facebook.com/TTLO radio. You can find us there. Amen. I see y'all coming on in on Facebook. Y'all come on in. Y'all need to hit the share button quick too. invite your folk in quick. Come on, because it's going to be good. Might as well go on and get them ready. Because, look, man, we finna have us a little fun in here. I was tempted. I'm telling y'all right now, I was too lazy. I'm going to tell the truth. I was tempted to go down there and get one of them keyboards and bring it up here just to see what would happen. And I had an extra plug right there. But I just didn't know how I was going to pull it off. So I just said, no, don't do it. But but I was ready. I was ready to do it. Yes, I was. Amen. I hope y'all ready for this, man. It's just gonna be good. I'm excited about it. And then last but not least, subscribe to our podcast. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon on any of your podcast mediums, whether it be iTunes, Blogger, Stitcher. Just do a simple Google search, Taking the Limits Off with Dana and Devon. You will find us there. I know y'all coming on in. It's going to be in a minute. Y'all take your time. Come on in. It's all right. Everybody, see, here's the deal. When you try to schedule, let me tell you something. See, y'all know I'm used to having one pastor in here at a time. You know, some day it's Parks. What's going on, Parks? I see you just popped in. One day it's Pastor Parks. The next day it's Pastor Henderson. The next day it's Prophet Cornelius Williams. And, you know, every now and then I get one or two of them in the room at the same time. Never had three of them, you know. But when you're trying to get four pastors in a room at the same time from four different churches. Now I know we've done it. We had our big show because all the guys on the show are pastors. Let me not take nothing away from them. Pastor Parks, Pastor Henderson, even when Pastor Angela Johnson has been here, and then Prophet Cornelius, we all were here for his, to talk about his book. But man, now you're talking about some guys. Again, four more pastors taking time out of their day. But these guys got a big concert coming up, man. When Shepherds Worship, we're going to talk about that a little bit more. It's a whole lot of stuff coming up, and I want to make sure I give everybody's events and programs their fair time. But, man, a whole lot of stuff coming up. I'm just excited, man. I'm looking. I keep watching my phone. I'm looking at the computer to tell me when these folk going to be here so I can go downstairs. I hate I had to go downstairs and leave y'all watching these blank chairs, you know. But that's how it is sometimes, you know, when you in here by yourself. You got to do what you do. But, yeah, when you're in here by yourself. But, they on their way. It's all good. I'm excited as usual. Y'all know me. I'm giddy right now because I'm waiting to hear some singing. Look, I download. They sent me a track. Last night. They sent me the track, When Shepherds Worship. And I'm excited about it, man. So I'm just waiting to hear that thing. I want y'all to hear it. I'm hoping y'all get it. They all on their way. So do me a favor. Hit the share button. Let your mom and them know. Let your dad and them know. I see Marcy Stewart. I did not know that this was that Fred was Pastor Wilson was Marcy's husband. I did not know that until the other day when somebody said something to me. So again, small world. That's a preaching woman. I'm gonna tell you like that. I'm gonna tell her husband when he get here. That's a preaching woman. So I'm just good, man. I'm excited about everything. So look, real quick. So this morning, y'all say I'm not. You know, this morning I went to a breakfast this morning with our mayor Rahm Emanuel here in the city of Chicago hosted a breakfast this morning for all the faith leaders over here on the west side of Chicago. It was an honor and a privilege to be invited. Take any of these things lightly, you know, and it was amazing to sit in the room with some powerful preachers. It was good to see so many of them. I saw my brother, Pastor Clarence Storrs was in the house. Pastor Clarence Storrs Jr. was in the house. Pastor Virgil Brackett was in the house. The one of the only Reverend Johnny L. Miller Sr., the pastor of the Mount Vernon Baptist Church was in the house. Pastor Backus from Friendship Baptist Church was in the house. So many guys, man, that I've seen and I know them. You know, some of them I know personally. But it was just a good time, man. It was a good time, and the mayor showed up. And he you know what? Gave a great speech. Regardless of what you think about Rahm Emanuel, let me say this, and let me make sure I'm clear. Regardless of what you think about Rahm Emanuel, you know, he has some stuff. There's a lot of stuff that he does that I don't like. However, there's a lot of stuff that he has done that I do like. So, you know, I'm not going to sit up and have that debate today. Well, I've had that debate several times on this show. If you never heard it, What you say, Angela? You surprised I went? Yeah, Angela, I went because a fellow pastor, a friend of mine, Pastor Steve Epting from Hope Church, invited me to come as his guest. So I went because he invited me. And when your mentors tell you to go somewhere, you go. So he is one of my mentors here in the city of Chicago. And like I said, when your mentors say, hey, you need to come here and be in this place, you just go. So I went, and it was good to see Pastor Stephen Spiller from Greater Galilee Church was in the house. Good to see him as well. It was great to see him as well in the house. Pastor Stephen Spiller, it was a good time. y'all killing me about this jet stuff, but it was a good time. So many other guys, and then here's the thing about it: we were at the breakfast was at the West. The Lawndale Christian Center, this amazing place that was built, this community place that was built as part of President Obama's first stimulus plans. $10 million went into building that place. And it is an amazing facility in the West Lawndale community. Amazing, amazing facility. And I'm telling you right now, it's my first time ever going in there. There's a health center, there's a gym, all types of things in there, man. But there's this room that we were in, it's called the Skylight Room. It's actually a really nice room. It would be a good place to rent out if y'all looking for party places and if you're looking for a place to throw an event or something like that. It's a very nice size room. It was really cool place, and kudos on the breakfast. Can I talk about it? Somebody know how to cook bacon in that place. I'm going to say that right now. You know, some folk knew how to, whoever that was that cooked the food, I don't know if it was the Lawndale people or if they had somebody cater it in, but somebody know how to cook some bacon in that place. I just wanted to share that with y'all because my spirit as well as my stomach was full. I tried not to eat a lot because I knew I had a lot of running around due to, so I just wanted to nibble and put something on my stomach. But man, it was a good time. This morning. So again, yeah. So your boy was there with, you know, I was the little fish. I was the little fish swimming around with the big fish today, and it was cool. It was a fun time, man. And I got to meet Pastor Garrett actually beforehand. I got to meet him beforehand because he happened to be at the event as well. So it was good to see him. And again, big shout out to Pastor Steve Epting. I know he said he's going to try to get on and listen. He don't have Facebook. Y'all tell Pastor Epting to get Facebook. It is 2017. Go ahead and get you some Facebook, Pastor Epting. So I'm sure he's going to probably call in and listen. I'm not sure. He gets the email. He is on the email list. So hopefully he's able to listen, Pastor Epting. I told him just to come on through and sit on in. I told him he'd come on through. But big shout out, big kudos to him. He has been. Y'all might not know him. He's over here at Hope Church, over here on the west side of the city of Chicago. But Pastor Epting has been one of the people in the background for me that has been constantly praying for me and pushing me and mentoring me, man. And I just want to give a shout out to him. Thank you again, Pastor Steve Epting. don't tell nobody else. He ain't got it. He need to get it. But he's been a great mentor, and I'm just happy to have him as one of the few pastors that are surrounding me and keeping me covered. You can't call yourself a preacher, and you I don't care how much word you know, I don't care how many degrees you get or how many degrees you strive to get, you need to have some covering. And I am happy to say, with guys like even the guys here on the show, my brother Pastor Parks, Pastor Henderson, Prophet Cornelius Williams, my twin Angela Johnson, her husband Rob Johnson, all these guys, man, you know when folks is praying for you because you start to see things happen, and I'm just appreciative of that, man. I'm gonna leave it alone before I get excited up in here and start to do some stuff. I felt something, so I'm gonna stop. But I'm just excited about all of that. So it was a good time. It was a good morning, and I was just pleased about that. Look, y'all, I hadn't said nothing about it. Real quick, I want to talk about something local because I'm gonna try to keep get all this stuff out the way because I want to give my guests when they get here as much time as the show will allow. So one of the things that's been going on. Have you all seen the carjacking situation here in the city? Have you, when did carjackings come back? Anybody know? I mean, y'all remember, right? Back in the day, carjackings like in the 90s. Remember? Carjacking was like back in the 90s. You know, like early 90s. Well, you know, dudes was jacking. You was getting jacked for your car. And then they was carjacking old cars. You know, if you was driving around with them old Chevy Malibus, the old Chevy Impalas, the Mercury, what is it, Grand Prix and all them. Those was the cars that was it. But nobody carjacking no new car. Y'all remember that? I know y'all finna act like y'all brand new. They weren't carjacking new cars back then. But these little young punks, because that's all they are. They are carjacking people. They are hitting people at the gas station. They are hitting people in the mall. They are just, and they don't care what kind of car it is. They are stealing. And here's the deal. They're not stealing. You know, back in the day, they stole your car to actually keep your car. And they was going to take your car to some chop shop somewhere and then get your car redone. And then they was going to be driving around in your car with a new scraped off VIN number and all that stuff. They're not doing that now. They're carjacking cars because they want to use your car in a criminal endeavor. Yeah, but they don't care. They don't care. They don't care nothing about stealing your car. You know, they really don't. Yes, I know everybody does have OnStar and some form of GPS in the car. But it's just amazing to me that in this day and age that all of a sudden carjacking has become popular again. And I hate to use that word, but it has become popular in this day and age, man. Something just really needs to be done about that, and I'm hoping, because it's been a rash of it lately, mostly here because of the holiday season. It's a shame that the holiday season now has this, and this is, and I'm talking about the commercial side. This is where the commercializing of the holiday season has gotten us in trouble, because everybody feel like they got to go and have this for Christmas and that for Christmas. And everybody feel like they need this huge thing and this big deal for all this gifts and money and stuff. So now they're going out and they're committing crimes and robberies. I was telling y'all before, I worked for a job that I picked up back in the summertime for a major store in Oak Brook. And that store has been hit now. It got hit twice. Once before Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving, and then we got hit again the other day while I was at work. People are coming into the store. Now my understanding was they just hit downtown Michigan Avenue, the store down on Michigan Avenue. And watch this. The ones that went into the store on Michigan Avenue were wearing the stolen merchandise that they stole from Oak Brook. Y'all don't hear me. These people have lost their ever-loving mind. They have lost their minds, man. So I'm just—it's so much going on, and we just—I really want y'all to be careful. I saw last night that Oak Park had a village meeting last night with their residents, and they had another one this morning, talking about the violence, that's occurring, because the violence has started to spill over. People are being carjacked in Oak Park. People are being, there's strong arm robberies happening in Oak Park. Here is the deal. Now I'm gonna say this. Now I don't know, maybe it ain't being televised or maybe the cameras ain't there. But let me tell you about these folk who live in Oak Park. Because see, Oak Park got some high taxes. Let me tell y'all about some Oak Park taxes. I know about some Oak Park. Oak Park got some high taxes. Them Oak Park residents was not playing this morning on the news. They had the county president, or was it the village president of Oak Park, or the mayor, whatever you want to call him, the chief of police and the deputy chief of police. And those people were asking, what are y'all going to do? Well, are you going to increase patrols? Are you going to do this? Are you going? I mean, they were serious. They were at the meeting, and I'm telling you that I've been. If you've ever been to Oak Park Village Hall, Village Town Hall, their room where they have a meeting, it probably holds about a good 100, 150, 200 people or whatever. The place was packed. It was jam packed. And this morning, 9:30, I saw a clip of it earlier before I logged on with you guys. It was jam packed. Those people are serious about getting rid of the cup, because the crime is spilling over from Austin. Y'all remember where I told you my studio is. My studio is in Austin. But Oak Park is right across the way. And that's where we at. So let me do that. So look, y'all, one of my guests is here. He said he gonna do the running. Really? Really? That's a lot of running. He must not know. Did you tell him it was the third floor? Okay. I'm gonna go. I hate to leave this chair here, but again, I'm here by myself. I ain't had no, you know, so I'm gonna give y'all some music while I'm gone. So this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna play some of this new music we got, right? I'm gonna wait for them to get here before I play their song. I ain't gonna do that. I'm waiting for them to get here. One of them is here. I need to go downstairs. You didn't tell him about the third floor, huh? Okay, well, he gonna get a workout. I know Pastor Garrett told me it's been a long time since he's been to Kingdom, and he was complaining this morning at the breakfast talking about, do we have an elevator? No, man, we ain't got no elevator. Now we take a donation for an elevator, but we ain't got one over here. So Tanya, please let him know I'm coming down in 2 minutes. Okay. One of them is here. Somebody let him in. God bless you. Oh, okay. He don't look like he out of breath. Look like I just saw you at the breakfast too. Watch your step. Yeah, watch his little hump there. Yeah, go and lay your jacket down and he said he volunteered to do the run. I think he gonna change his mind once he came up them flights. My God. It's a good time, y'all. So look, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna find out, because look, I'm just meeting some of these guys for the first time. So I'm gonna take a quick break. And when we come back, we're gonna jump right into some old conversation. I'm gonna see which one of these pastors has entered the room. Look, he ain't got no bodyguards, no nothing with him. Where's the armor bearer? But must not be them kind of pastors. Let me see what we're working with, y'all. We're gonna be right back. Y'all stay blessed, man. TTLO. We are back. We are coming on back live. It is Taking Limits Off Radio. Praise Break Friday. Y'all know how we do. And look, y'all, one of the four is here. I just found out one wasn't coming, which I'm glad I got that information. But look, y'all, we got a guest in the house. We got a guest in the house.
Yes, sir.
I like this. Andrew Johnson said, ain't no armor bearers. Y'all working fast. Y'all don't need armor bearers.
I can fight for myself.
But y'all, check it out. In the studio with me right now. Let me give y'all a little bit of this. Let me give y'all some quick info. What happened to my information? Where somebody sent it to me. Okay, there it is. Nope, not that one. There it is right there. In the studio with me right now, he is the pastor of the Temple of Glory Church.
Yes, I am.
Temple of Glory Church.
Yes, I am.
He's the husband of Marcy Stores Wilson.
Yes, I am.
Father of Fred and Kia or Kaya?
Kaya.
He's the founder of the Chicago Christian Choir. When Shepherds Worship, the Chicago Christian Choir, which Shepherd performers include the Barbra Streisand and the White House when the President Obama was in office.
Yeah.
The one of the only, the good pastor of the Temple of Glory International Church. The one of the only, Frederick Wilson, is in the house. Y'all, come on, act like y'all know somebody.
I'm on with Dana King, y'all. I done made it. Yes, sir. I'm here with my brother.
Man, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you and finally meet you, man. We have a number of friends in common. Yes,
I noticed that.
Yes, we do.
Now, have you been here when your wife preached?
I have not.
That's what I'm saying.
I haven't been to the kingdom.
You got to be preaching.
I say, wow, they call my wife or they call me.
Well, look,
no, I'm good, Doc. No, my wife preached here
twice for Women's Day.
Oh, shit, has she done twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I didn't come either time, man. She came on a Sunday morning.
I was here. Yeah, well, that explains it.
Yeah.
I was here. I didn't come this past year because I had a preaching engagement.
Okay.
But I was here the first year.
Wow.
Yeah, and I talked about her real bad that following Monday because she messed me up.
Yeah, she showed a clip on your show. She's
man.
Like,
she
must have did all right, baby.
Man, look here.
Hey, Marcy, shout out to my boo.
She was on a minute ago. I don't know.
She was on.
So,
okay.
I tagged you in the post. I don't know if you saw
I'm sharing it right
okay,
now.
Good.
Yes,
so,
sir. Yes,
so,
sir. Yes,
but,
sir.
Man,
let's
look, it's been a good time. So, Temple of Glory, man, I'm going to get you out the way. So, what, you've been there for 18 years?
I have, man.
You've been pastoring that church for 18 years?
Yes, sir. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. Now, is that the first church you ever pastored? Or
yes. So, I got called to in 1999 at the age of 24. Man, we were babies. They call some babies. But 24, man, I got called to the True Right Missionary Baptist Church.
Wow.
There at 311 East 95th Street. 5 years into my past. Loved our church.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we've grown. There are people that have started with me that are still there to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 years into it, man, God just began to shift our vibe, our worship, my preaching style.
Mm-hmm.
Started laying on hands, doing things that maybe some Baptist churches do not do. And at that time, man, we just followed a shift in name change and in spirit to the Temple of Glory. So it's the same building.
Yes.
The same people God has sent. God has taken and sent some in those 18 years, man. But, yeah, I've been there at 311 East 95th Street for 18 years and proud of it.
That's amazing. I'm going to have to come visit.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to sneak on in there.
You're going to have to do
might
that.
Be gonna, Sunday. Now, gonna, let me stop.
All here. Right. Come on. I need you, man.
I might just slide through.
Slide
now, what's
through.
The address again?
Bring a sermon with you.
No,
amen.
No,
glory
no.
To God. The address is 311
uh-huh.
East 95th Street, 95th and King Drive, with 3 blocks
okay.
east of the Dan Ryan.
Okay. Oh. Okay. So you're not that far from the rib joint.
The rib joint.
What's that rib place, y'all? I still ain't. Not what's the rib? Oh God, what's the name of the rib joint? Y'all help me. 95th something and a Dan. You've been over there all this time. You don't know.
I don't know about no rib joint on 95th.
Oh my
no,
God, it's right
man.
Off the expressway. Tanya, where's Tanya? My producer, Tanya. Where
come on,
is?
Tanya, help
tell me what's the name of the rib joint? Somebody help a brother out. Y'all know my mind
now
is
you
bad.
You about to teach me? Look, I only get my reels from I-57 on 75th.
She's talking about
Lynn.
Okay, I'm sorry. It's another
I-57. Yeah, I go on Halsted. It ain't on 95th.
No, it's one right off of. No. It's one right off of 100 and. Y'all help me out. It's two of them.
Oh, yeah.
See?
119?
It's right. That's right off the expressway.
Yeah,
right off
yeah,
Dan
yeah.
Ryan, not right off 95th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
But you go to the other one.
Yeah, I go to one
of
the city.
Okay. I haven't been there. See, you doing that. y'all funny acting.
Man, no.
Andrew talking about some lambs. I don't even know what lambs is.
No, we don't.
And ain't nobody talking about no Kenny's for ribs and pizza. That's, I know they're still open. Y'all pray for these people talking about Kenny's. I don't know.
Kenny's is fire, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt nobody. Might be somebody, mom and them, who
that's
own
right.
That place.
Kenny's Ribs, man. Come
they
on.
They still open?
Shout out to Brother Kenneth, man. Running that business all these years.
Are they still open?
Yeah, they open.
Oh, okay. They
open, bro. Dana, you cracking me up,
it's
boy.
It's a Southside thing, though.
It's a Southside thing.
I know
yeah.
They tried. I think they did try one either in the
oh,
west
did,
suburb, and
oh,
I don't think
they?
It lasted.
Oh, that one probably ain't open. No.
Yeah, I don't think it. Yeah,
no.
We, you know, we
west side
we,
act funny.
We
fickle.
We fickle
yeah,
when it come to ribs and chicken.
Rem.
And now, you know, y'all got that place to start with an H over there on the
yes,
south side.
Yes, sir.
You know, y'all don't know no. Ain't got no Holy Ghost.
Harold's will bless you too.
Ain't got no Holy Ghost.
87.
No,
that Harold's on 87.
Yeah, but you ain't been to the. See, but that,
come
but,
on, somebody.
But there's a prophet called Uncle Remus. I'm gonna tell
you. Oh yeah, yeah. Come on, Uncle Remus.
Yeah, I had
my West Side. At?
Come on now. I had Shante Ricketts on the show.
Okay.
She's the CEO.
Okay.
Of Uncle Remus, she brought us a pan.
Oh, did she?
Oh, blessed us.
Oh.
Blessed us live on the air. She
I
sure did.
Mad. I ain't mad at you. Why didn't you invite me to that show?
Hey,
that's
what,
the show I should have been
I'm
at.
I'm a little. Y'all, you pray for Prima Strip. I'm still trying to get over this sharing thing. I'm trying.
Oh.
To, I'm good with sharing. I give you my last, but when it comes to food, this is
yeah.
Something.
Yeah.
It's, my spirit is
yeah.
A little bit vexed when it's time.
Okay.
You
yes,
know,
sir.
But anyway, man, so you've been at the church for 18 years.
Yeah.
Now, are you the first preacher in your family or your father or somebody
oh,
else preaching?
Oh, my goodness. So, let me, so, yeah, we got to get to know each other.
Come on.
Oh, man. My father,
uh-huh.
Pastor, I'm Frederick Wilson Jr.
Yeah,
my father
okay.
Is Pastor Frederick Wilson Sr.
Uh-huh.
I just had the pleasure, man, of doing my father's eulogy
oh.
2 weeks ago,
oh,
man.
Oh, that's right.
2 weeks ago.
My condolences.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
thank you, brother.
I do remember
it.
Seeing that. Yeah,
yeah, man. But God, hey, man, he went home to be with the Lord, 69 years old. He battled with cancer for a number of years and fought really, really, really hard,
wow.
Man. He
wow.
Pastored
mm-hmm.
in totality
mm-hmm.
for 40 years.
Wow.
In totality, 40 years, about 30-something down in East St. Louis, which is my hometown.
Okay.
Pastored there, 3 different churches
mm-hmm.
in East St. Louis for about 32 years.
Mm-hmm.
Moved here in Chicago early 2000s, right after I got called to the Temple of Glory.
Mm-hmm.
My dad pastored the Greater New Mount Eagle Baptist Church,
okay.
Which is on 123rd in Michigan for
okay.
All the far
okay.
Southsiders out there.
Okay.
And, yeah, retired from that church earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, man, went home to be with the Lord on November 9th. And we just eulogized my dad about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
man.
It was
so
I do remember,
family.
I remember seeing Marcy's post about it and everything.
Absolutely.
And a couple other people, man. That's awesome. And now let me ask you, now, we ain't got to talk about it too long. But how was that during the – because I've been to I've only been preaching for – 5-6 years, none of y'all help
okay.
me somewhere
okay.
up in there.
Okay.
And I had to do my first funerals, eulogies in the last 3 years. I got all of them that they've been coming, and it's
really?
Like, Lord have mercy.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow.
We've
wow.
had a good friend of mine's younger brother was killed in a car accident on the west side, and I knew him as a little boy. I never knew him as a man, but I knew him as a little boy. So mm-hmm. that was difficult, and you know, especially when it's people that you. That
yes.
you really know.
Yes.
So
yes.
I went to, I don't know if you know Pastor Keith Gordon.
Yes, Keith is my prayer partner.
Yeah, okay.
Wow, it's amazing we got all these people.
Well, you know,
coming.
Keith is in our district. He's in a part of our Northwood River District, Illinois
okay.
Missionary Baptist.
Okay.
So he's one of my mentors, man.
Wow.
Yeah, so
wow.
I remember Ricky Guyton. I don't know if you know him. Pastor
I do
Ricky.
Know, yeah,
okay.
Body of Christ.
Yeah, Body of Christ.
Yeah,
yeah Body
yeah,
of Christ.
Yeah.
So I went, he did his father's eulogy.
Oh, Guyton did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, my.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And he put a whole perspective on the thing, and it was and just the poise that he had, and I'm just wondering,
sure.
how is that? I mean, what is that?
Man, great question.
Okay.
And thank you so much for sharing. I'm glad we're connected. I'll tag you,
okay.
if it's okay, on the eulogy.
Okay.
It's on Facebook.
Oh.
One of my members.
Okay.
I mean, it's not professional. One of my members kind of,
that's
streamed
fine.
It. I would love to tag you, because – to answer your question, it was one of the most challenging and most rewarding
wow.
sermons that I've done in 30 years of ministry. I've been preaching since 11.
Oh, Jesus.
Since 11 years old, man, I've been preaching, which is 31 years this year.
Wow.
And as you were talking, mm-hmm. Dana, man, I just got so overwhelmed. But it's okay. I'm okay. My dad, all these years, I didn't realize it. I thought he was tripping, actually, but was preparing me.
Wow.
I can remember clearly, you guys, at 17 years old, mm-hmm. my cousin, his sister's son, mm-hmm. died of sickle cell. Mm-hmm. You know, that goes in the African-American community,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, yeah.
Sickle cell anemia, my cousin Chucky Charles Harris Jr. died, and my dad made me. He was the family preacher,
mm-hmm.
but now that I was this teenage preacher, that was my first funeral for my 17-year-old cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since then, did my grandparents, my grandfather. So I think that maybe my dad was preparing me. No, I did my mother.
Training camp.
Yes, sir. My mother passed in 2015. My dad was that, you know,
uh-huh.
I did my mother's service. And here we are 2 years later. Who knew? 2 years
wow.
later, and I just did my dad. So to answer your question, I think, one, the Lord and my dad prepared me for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're going through right now,
mm-hmm.
as a young minister. You just got to do it. You know,
yeah.
you got to get through it.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we don't get desensitized, but we get a strength that's built up
yeah.
where we can minister to people that would normally fall apart in times like that.
Yeah.
And of course, what I found out with my dad and mom, that preacher, myself,
mm-hmm.
you will have our time later.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
to break down
exactly.
or whatever we need
exactly.
to do.
Exactly.
I think it's a part of the call that God strengthens up for that moment. Mama, you know,
yeah.
sisters are losing it.
Right.
But somehow the preacher, the man of God, can stand and preach that message. I preach for my dad when heroes go home.
Ooh.
Reverend, preach, Reverend.
Ooh.
God bless
okay.
him. I'm about to tag you on that. But things happen when heroes go home, man.
Okay, okay,
God's
okay.
God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. That's all I'll say.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Man, look, y'all, we are in the studio. Y'all know it's Praise Break Friday. One of my guests is here from the group When Shepherds Worship.
Yes, sir.
The pastor, Frederick Wilson, Jr.
That is I.
Yeah, yeah, is in the studio with me. Yeah, I was with your brother-in-law earlier today.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, he's been on the show, too.
He
was on early. He
okay.
was on. We had just gotten, the room was this, I don't know if you said that beautiful special color paint on the roof up
yeah.
there, on the ceiling,
okay.
but the whole room was that color. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So we had just gotten this redone when we had him in, and he came and sat in with me on a Monday.
Beautiful.
Yeah, man. It was a good time. It was a good time.
Awesome,
you know,
man.
Me and Soares, we go back and forth, you know. We throw some jabs every now and then, but it's all in fun.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. he can do that.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, he can. I've done that with him.
They teased me at
uh-huh.
the breakfast.
Okay.
They said, Dana, you didn't start no trouble. Well, we just knew you was going to ask, because Cy Fields was there.
Okay.
And he goes, we just knew you was going to ask the mayor some questions. We just
oh,
knew you
man.
Was going to ask. They thought we was wanting you to pull the microphone.
Dana King on
right.
location.
Hey,
Mr. Mayor.
Hey, look, everybody knows. I'll pull it out in a minute. Hey, look here, Mr. Mayor.
I ain't mad at you. You hear me?
I was ready, man. I was ready just in case, but I was cool.
Handle
I was cool.
it, man.
I just passed out a couple of business cards and invited. You know, I invited the mayor. I said, hey, you
yeah.
know, if you're free, come on.
Yeah.
Come on through.
Yeah.
He handed
yeah.
it to his buddy behind him. No, you know, yeah, get a little busy. But it's all good, man. It was a good time. So give me a little bit. So
where you want me to start, man?
You are one of the original members. Now help me out for a minute.
Yeah, I can give you the background.
Somebody that's on this show a lot said he was supposed to be a part of y'all's group and he didn't have the time to put in, and you know, he always a part. I'm finna tease him now. He probably still on here. Parks, Cornelius Parks, you know, Pastor Cornelius. Because Pastor Parks, according to him, he done been a part of every. He done look. He was with Fred Hammond and Radicals for Christ. He was with the family. He was with. Look, I'm gonna get in all kind of trouble. He was. With, He was one
ride,
of the original.
You gonna ride my frat boy like
he
that?
He's one of the original Pips from Glass.
Hey, Carl Parks, save me. Where you at?
He was
Park.
With, he was with Reggie Royal and Judah.
Yeah, he was.
I know. I just gotta ask. I know he was. But he.
Hey, new. Just so you know, this is your boy, man. I ain't said nothing.
He know how I feel about that. Let me go and throw it right there. He already know. Yeah, ain't none of that. Ain't no double team.
It was a good year.
Ain't no.
It was a good year. Oh, man. Okay.
Ain't that
right.
fancy. It ain't touchscreen.
Oh.
I appreciate you, though. I appreciate
this
you.
This boy is a fool.
That's next season.
Yeah.
You just prophesied it.
Hey,
right
glory. Yeah. I felt it in the spirit.
Anyway, so tell me about this, because I was reading the
Marks was.
Mm-hmm. See? Come on.
He.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I talked to him about the group a couple of times.
Oh, you talked to him about it?
I talked to him about the
group. Now, can Park sing? He background. He like, because I told him, I'm cool in the background. Like, I'll be your coldest background tenor.
Yeah, I bet.
You give me my note, put my note on both sides, I'm right in there. And I ain't going to mess up. I'm going to stay right there.
Stay right there, man.
I'm going to
lock it in.
Right there.
That's all I mean.
Ain't going to be cold with it.
We having a ball in here.
I'm going to be cold with it, man. But I'm, look, so anyway, tell me a little bit about your experience, because it says that you were one of the original, almost like the founder of the group.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the visionary of Wind Shepherd's Worship.
Visionary.
That's what they call me.
Pastoral word.
Oh, man. Oh.
Go ahead, visionary.
So this is the story of Wind Shepherd's Worship.
Okay.
2012, God bless me, man, opened a door. I ain't being over spiritual. Really was God. I didn't have no hookup. And we put a choir together to back up Barbara Streisand.
Right.
I literally put out to anybody. I didn't know who could sing. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no 100-voice choir in my church. So I just put out, anybody that wants to sing with Barbara, da, 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 come on. 150-some people showed up. We had to cut it down to 100.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, in that process, one of the most faithful tenors that was singing, was blowing and was reading this music, and knew his part was Elder Anthony Tyler, one of our members of the
group.
I said, wow, man, never knew that you could sing. We were preacher friends, but never knew you could sing. Oh, man, I really want to do something with my music. Da, 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 da. From that, the Lord gave me this idea of, man, what would it be like you know, to have this all-pastors group, this all-pastors concert, all-pastors on stage, musicians. And then the very next year, 2013, man, it wasn't a group. We just did a concert.
Okay.
And we called it When Shepherds Worship. Guest word, awesome, it just hit.
Yeah. Oh,
Charles Jenkins, Dan Willis, Chris Harris, all these guys came together, Russell. And so the four members of the group, we were all, Parks may have been there. And we just had all these pastors on stage worshiping. It was beautiful, man. It was at Mars Hill Baptist Church here on Lake Street. So every pastor in the house that could sing was on stage.
Awesome.
Can you just imagine that, right? And from that, what trickled down was the four of us. We said, hey, let's keep it going.
Okay.
That was a good concert, man. But let's do something. And so since that time, man, God has kept us together. We've done Chicago Gospel Fest. We've sang at the White House. We've done something. God has opened some doors. We have not recorded yet, which is what everyone is asking us to do. That's what actually next Friday's concert is about. We're trying to raise funds unapologetically to record our project.
Okay. Yeah, recording is expensive.
Recording is expensive.
Yeah,
if you're going to do it quality,
especially if you don't if you want it done correctly.
That's right.
Yeah, that's
right.
One of my somewhat of a perfectionist when it comes to stuff. Trust me, this is thrown together again because we've had some stuff I've had to replace and all that other kind of stuff. But if you go back and I tease people all the time about the show early on. You know, the very first show we sounded like robots.
Wow.
It was horrible.
Okay.
I mean, because we didn't know what we were doing.
Sure.
It was me and my buddy Devon. We were trying to figure out what we didn't know what went where. And I know how to do audio stuff, but trying to get the interface in with the stream
video.
And you know, we don't want the sound coming. We don't want the ambient sound. We want the actual sound. So
right.
All of that was. So it took a while to
get it
together. But man, you know, it's
if you're gonna do it, you got to do it right.
Absolutely. And we're always looking to add some stuff, but. So that happened in 2012, and then – so you guys have not recorded yet. So,
we have not recorded.
Because I listened to the single last night.
Well, that's the one thing that we've recorded.
Yes, yeah. I finally got – because I'm like, Tanya, where the music?
Yeah.
Tanya, where the music? Tanya, where the music? We trying to sell some of these tickets. Folk want to get some kind of sample of something.
Yeah, what can they do? What can they do?
So I finally – so Marcy sent it, I think, last night.
Yes.
Marcy sent it last night. So,
yes.
Prophetess. Prophetess, evangelist, Marcy Stars Wilson sent it to her, to my producer. So we got it, man. I downloaded it this morning, loaded it up. So I was waiting for your homies to get here, you know.
Yeah, man, we could have hit a little bit of it.
Well, that's what I was knowing. I kind of know. So
my sincerest apologies, Brother Dana,
and your
follower, man. This is a horrible way.
No.
Angela, who connected us, this is a horrible way to connect and first meet someone.
Let me tell you like this.
I'm here.
I was at a meeting
this
morning with all pastors that was supposed to start at 7:30.
Okay.
Right?
What time it started?
So, Noel, it started at 7:30.
Okay.
But folk was getting in. It was. At 7:45,
8:15, that's how we do.
8:30. I ain't gonna tease stories about what time he got there.
Oh man,
he
was rolling
probably was.
He hadn't got out of bed yet.
He probably was.
I love you, big brother.
So,
I love you, big brother.
So, but they, you know, but they, so I get
what
it.
Happens.
Yeah, I get it, and everybody has stuff happening, and
funerals, you can't
yeah, because the funeral
stuff.
Thing popped up for Pastor
Daniel.
Garrett at the
yeah.
last minute. You know, he was funny though, because I saw him. I said, "This dude," because I was sitting with Epting, and this dude walked in. I said, "I know this dude."
Wow.
Like, wait a minute. So of course he's standing me. I'm standing. I'm like,
"All right."
Epting, do you know? I said, "Yeah." I said, "Wait a minute. This dude finna be on my show in a couple hours."
Man.
So yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, you should have popped out your mic on him right
there.
Hey, let's do your part.
Hey.
Now.
I'm going to pre-record yours and get you in.
Oh, my goodness.
No, it's
yeah,
all
man,
good.
Honored
so,
to be here.
So let me ask you this.
Sure,
with,
anything.
In your time with you're doing the recording, so you're still in the early stages, so you haven't even gotten to – is this your first concert or, like, first real concert under
no.
the When Shepherds Worship title? Or
no.
Are you counting the one from
– No, this would be our under that When Shepherds Worship. So
mm-hmm.
we did the 2013,
right.
the first one,
mm-hmm.
came together. The year after that,
mm-hmm.
we came together, just the four of us as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And so this would be, I guess, the second of
okay.
us as a group.
Okay.
The first one was just generally invite all these preachers. But now what's different about this concert is that this concert on next Friday is featuring only us, the
yeah,
four of us.
Yeah, I noticed that. Right.
It's really, really different format. You know, the one that we had last year, we did like the first two or three songs and had other groups come.
Uh-huh.
You know, church musical.
That's because they didn't know I could go because they would have had me open.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah,
all right, though.
I didn't know.
Next time.
I got okay.
Next,
yeah.
No.
We don't want
people to leave.
Matter of fact, you mentioned Reggie Royal was one of our groups.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
So, you know, we would sing two or three.
He's been here.
Yeah.
I had Pastor Reggie on.
Okay.
Twice.
This
yeah.
concert next
mm-hmm.
Friday, the fifth, December 15th, for
right.
those who are out there, come on and support us.
Mm-hmm.
What's blessed is that the whole concert is the four of us. So each pastor will do his individual. For instance, mine is I do it on Facebook every Monday night, midnight worship.
So what's your because it says all of you guys have some sort of musical gift. What
correct.
Is what do you play? You play an instrument? Which
yes.
instrument do you play?
I play piano and keyboard.
Piano and keyboard.
Drums and saxophone.
I almost and they almost talked me into it, but the lazy spirit hit me. I almost went downstairs and brought that keyboard up here.
Oh, Lord.
I was tempted.
Oh, man.
I was real tempted.
Set it
I was going to set it right back there.
That
my little stuff. And I said, nah, it's too much to try to control.
Where your armor bearers? I need some armor. Where are your junior
man.
Deacons? Go downstairs and get that keyboard.
We don't side with no junior deacons.
Oh, okay.
That's a bad word around here.
Is
I do not like the term junior
oh,
deacon
okay,
at all.
Okay. Senior deacon. We'll get that keyboard and bring it on up here. We got some
plans.
Oh, God.
I thought about it. I said, I'm going to put that thing right there and let somebody just go
oh,
in.
Oh, that would have been it.
And then I said, well, I could be real bold. You know, they said they allowed me to use this space up here. I was like, I could be bold and just do the whole show from down in the sanctuary behind that Hammond B3
ooh.
And just see what happened. But then I'll probably be my last show. They'd be like, we did not
we
give you permission.
We you to be all up in the sanctuary. That's a beautiful sanctuary.
Did you get
to
walk
through? Baptist Church, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whoever.
One of the tall.
Food guys.
Which one? The tall guy or
no,
short guy?
He was a short, older man.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
that was Deacon Pendleton. He's
okay.
our chairman of the Deacon
is,
Board. Yeah, the
yeah.
chairman. Yeah, yeah.
He brought me all the way through the kitchen.
Oh,
the
cool.
Back of the,
okay.
The pulpit.
Okay. Oh,
beautiful
okay.
sanctuary.
Awesome, awesome.
Who's
awesome.
Your pastor?
We're actually looking. We're
okay.
searching
right, right
now.
All
yeah.
Right.
Ask me in January. I might say me.
Yo, praise God. Hallelujah. Girl, I'm going to ask you in January.
Ask me in January.
I'm going to call back.
Hey, ask me in January.
Amen.
You know,
I'm praying now.
Hey.
I'm
amen.
Praying now.
Might
God
be.
Is
you know, they had a process.
I
so
get it.
A, you know, there's a process.
Trust me, I understand. More
so,
than you know.
Uh-oh. Look.
Look
he,
at him.
He might need it.
Look. Stop it. I'm trying to stay cool, Facebook. My man, call the paramedics. Oh, Lord. Y'all are going to get off my man. Hold on.
No, he started at the breakfast. He was complaining. He said, I ain't been to Kingdom in a while. Y'all get elevated yet?
No. He told me yesterday at Rastolite, they got some stairs. And look, Deke took me halfway and said, now you go up the rest
no,
of
no,
the
he
set.
Wasn't. No. He wasn't.
Is that what he did? Deke took me halfway and said, you just gone up there.
Just keep walking. Take
you keep walking till you can't walk no more. I said, Lord, were we going to heaven? I mean, my God, I want to go. I just didn't want to go right now.
Y'all pray for the pastor that just got
Lord
here.
Today.
I ain't going to even call his name. We're just going to
wait
till he's ready.
Wait
you know,
till he's ready.
When you take your time and,
yes,
you know.
Yes, we'll let him do what he's doing. He'll be all right. That's my man.
Look, he,
that's my man. He gonna be all right.
Oh gosh.
Yes, sir.
He come. We yeah, well, watch your step. I'm sorry. I forgot that you didn't warn him about the step right
now. I didn't warn him about
right.
the
come
step,
on,
man. Take
it. Look,
yeah.
He got his preaching towel. You finna shout, are you?
Man, he wiping that sweat off.
Come on up there,
he
man, and grab your seat. Take your time. Look, yeah.
What's up, Facebook?
You don't want to take the jacket off? You all right? It ain't too hot up here for you.
He need
prayer.
Praying for you, man. Prayer for you, man.
Is that one you want to see? What is
it? Y'all see him? Y'all see him on Facebook? And
see, I kind of knew.
It's a funny
interview. I kind of knew he was going to sit on this side over here. That's why I'm glad. Yeah, that's a brand new chest, and you should be real comfortable. Look, you said, look at. Stay on for you. Hold on, man. Y'all pray for me. Cause oh, Lord, help us all. All right. You want to put it up there, or you want to hold it like a preacher? You go right ahead. Oh, I need to get him some headphones so he can. This is not gonna be good. I can tell.
Hilarious.
This is not gonna be good.
It's good.
Anyway,
it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be all right.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna be all right.
Yes, sir.
Pastor,
I'm sorry. Let me sing while it's an interlude. Let me.
Is that what
you're
gonna do?
I am dying. Oh Lord, and I have heard thy voice.
His voice, rapping his voice.
we have with us today. Let me pull up the info. Let me pull
Come
up
on,
the info.
Get it right.
It says here, Pastor Daniel Garrett is the pastor of Spirit Redeemed Church, and he's the only one who is sold out for the cause of Jesus. And he's the one, not the only one, he's the one who was sold out for the cause of Jesus Christ. For 18 years and counting, Reverend Garrett and his lovely wife, let me just get this right here.
Zanita,
thank you, have lived in holy matrimony. Reverend Garrett's main goal is to reach out to the unsaved, exalt the name of Jesus through intricate melodies and an energizing spirit by sharing God's word with those who do not know Jesus as their personal Savior. His prayer is that his stand for integrity will be shown in all of his endeavors by living the life that he ministers about. Ladies and gentlemen, added to the stage is the one and the only Pastor Daniel Gary, y'all give him some
DG.
Welcome as he's coming.
DG.
He's coming
DG. We got hand claps. Oh, wow. Yes.
Can you hear you good? You
Praise
got,
the
you,
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Nice to meet you again, sir.
Good to meet you.
Good. How was
no
breakfast?
No sausage and bacon in your hand.
No, I
was it good, man?
Somebody could cook bacon.
Y'all didn't invite me.
I did the bacon.
Yeah, I didn't. Them sausage wasn't of God. I knew that when I saw it.
Oh, my God.
Now, them, eggs neither.
But no anointing. No, there wasn't no anointing. I think they were powdered.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I just.
Mayor can't spread.
Right, he couldn't.
Amen.
He couldn't get us a fresh egg. You know, I'm an eggling kind of dude. Anyway,
yeah, come on.
Anyway, so Pastor Garrett,
bless you.
How are you, sir? Good to meet you for the second time now.
Tell you how I am.
Uh huh.
I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm so glad.
You're so glad.
Can I tell you all about marching up King's Highway?
Oh Lord, here we go.
I was in looking at Pastor Frederick Wilson as I was coming in on the Facebook Live, even while I was in the funeral.
Yes,
I was watching the show in the funeral.
Oh, wow.
We're going to pray for you, man.
Yeah.
Don't get in no trouble. Don't get me in trouble with Backus now. I'm still trying to get him in here.
I still ain't said bye. He's probably just one left.
You just left.
Yeah, the organ just went off.
He said, I'm going up in yarn's room.
You're right. Not dirt, just yarn.
But let me tell y'all, if y'all have never been in this wonderful studio, this beautiful place.
Oh, God.
It is nice.
It is. It puts Weight Watchers to shame. You don't need LA Fitness. Everybody in this church got to be skinny.
Oh, look, got to be.
Got to be skinny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I came in downstairs. I said, trying to find the show.
Uh-huh.
They said, Deke.
Like they called Deke.
Deke tried not to hear. No
right.
Deke gonna try to get him. He's going to say, he said, well, you may have to take a break.
Is that what he said to you, man?
No, he didn't.
We came.
He said, you're going to
first of all,
take
through
a
the
break.
Back, through the pulpit.
So you came through the whole
sanctuary.
Good, because I opened the door.
I haven't seen that in a while. It's been beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful
I
sanctuary.
There I got to this. He said, now, it's up there. Yo.
That's what he told me.
He said, you
gonna go up there as far as you can go.
So I told the Lord, thank you. I said, well, I may take a break. I saw the bathroom. I said, thank you, Lord. freshen myself up.
Normally, when I have guests who've been in for the first time, my producer, somebody's normally here, but she couldn't be here today. So
that's all right. We're going to pray for an elevator spirit.
Hey, I feel that anointing.
Or escalator. One of the two. Right.
Anything that.
Well, there was a lift chair down there. You could have.
Nobody said nothing to me about this chair. I think the deacon was trying to say
something. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, no. You'd have been secure. You good.
Look, God has been good to us. Thank
hey,
you so
Lady Marcy.
Hey, man. So look, so you're in studio. I've just got through talking about. She popped back in.
She did.
Okay. Said he quit.
I was talking to him about his ministry. I want to give you a few minutes to tell us about your church and how long you've been pastoring over there, and just give us a little background on who you are.
Can I crack a joke before
yes,
you get into
Oh Lord, here we go.
Yes,
I gotta go and crack this joke while my wife watching.
Here we go.
I hope she's still watching.
Uh-huh.
So, we got this thing at our house, right? My wife is a Delta. She went to a convention,
mm-hmm.
and she said all these national whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she said all these Delta ladies from different cities, East St. Louis. Ain't you Fred's wife?
Ooh, wow.
Ain't you? I know you. You Fred? And she's like, actually, I'm Marcy. But you know, so we got this joke. Why are these women calling them? So all I got to say is, as soon as I walked in today, Daniel, guess what this Negro said? You Marcy's husband.
I
wanted to say Negro. I'm Fred.
I did say that.
Actually, I'm Fred, but I be Marcy. So I got that for you, baby. As soon as I see you, you can't ever use that joke on me. Because Dana King introduced me today as Marcy's husband, y'all.
When he walked in the door.
Come on, did you go
out in the door? I said, because look, I thought about it, because she's been at our church to preach twice.
She has.
And I knew where the Wilson came from somewhere.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know who.
Look, he rubbed it in first. He said,
she's been here twice and you ain't never been here.
I saw that. I heard him say that, and I was.
I said, wow.
But I remembered it because it's 11 o'clock.
Why are we getting personal? Why are we getting personal?
But see, I did not know you. First, I don't think I knew you were a pastor.
Okay, all right.
So now that explains your absence.
It's all good. We brothers now, man.
It explains your absence. Now, because you was doing the work of the law over there.
But
you could have put an associate up.
I'm
going to put that. That's why I didn't know.
That's the one Sunday. Look, my associate was over here preaching.
Oh.
He don't understand.
I'm sorry.
Y'all invited my associate.
What a third guy at?
Oh, man.
He
over here about to pass the kingdom.
Here we go.
He won't come help me out.
See?
That's all that's going
don't,
on.
Don't,
yeah,
don't,
you know,
don't start nothing. Don't start nothing. Won't be
let's
none.
Just keep on going.
Anyway, so tell us about.
Like Bernie Mac. Let's move on. Let's move
right,
on.
Let's move on. Let's move on. No trouble. No trouble. No trouble. No trouble. So. Please tell us about Spirit Redeemed Church, sir.
I am the proud and grateful pastor of the Spirit Redeemed Missionary Baptist Church, 6615 South Ashland on the south side of Chicago in a great community called Inglewood.
Yes,
the
wood.
All
the
in the
wood.
House. Okay.
I like to call it Inglewood.
Oh, well.
That's where we hang out. That's where I was born and raised mostly.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a pastor for many years at the Starlight Baptist Church. When it was located at 952 West 59th Street, then the Lord elevated him
mm-hmm.
to the Antioch Baptist Church in Argo Summit, Illinois,
where
he was there for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
So God was good to us. And then the Lord brought me back to Inglewood to pastor some great people and to lead a community that I know all too well.
Wow.
So it's a great church who's a plugger looking for a musician, a faithful, saved musician who understands ministry. Amen.
Uh-huh.
And money, but ministry mostly. Amen.
Amen.
Want to throw that out there.
So I didn't ask you. You can answer it after him. So do you have a regular church service, or you have more than one, or how's that?
We have
on Sunday?
Our regular service is at 10:50 a.m.
10:50.
9:30 Sunday school. 10:50 a.m.
So,
there's a reason for the.
I'm waiting.
Because you always have to give us people with caramel skin and darker, a little extra time to get there. So you say 11 o'clock, they don't get there 11:10. So we start at 10:50, and
uh-huh.
we actually start. At 10:50, and they get there at 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
So, but when they get there, church is already going on.
Amen. And what time is your services?
10 a.m., 10 o'clock a.m.
Oh,
every
have mercy, 10 a.m. So y'all out by what, noon? Or?
We are by noon every Sunday.
Okay,
yep.
All right,
yep.
Okay. Y'all still out by 2:30, 3 o'clock?
No. 3
o'clock?
We're at church by 12:45, 1 o'clock.
12:45, 1 o'clock.
90-minute worship.
Oh, okay, that's what your brother-in-law do, 90 minutes. That's
yeah.
what he told me, 90
yeah.
minutes. That's
yeah.
it, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Amen. So tell me about it, man. So he told me about his part of the group and how it's been for him. Give me a little bit of because he told me about how it formed with the whole Barbra Streisand thing and everything.
Yeah,
so.
I knew about Barbra Streisand. I said Tim Singers, but I didn't get a chance to go sing.
Okay.
So, you know, the Lord will always give you a second chance. Amen.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
So I was asked to come sing for the first thing that we did, and we did it actually at Mars Hill, and I was honored then, and I've enjoyed the run because usually I have been the leader. I've had a group called Determined for years, and then prior to that I had a group called Blessed, and I've always been in music. I had the Curie High School Gospel Choir, but it's also, when you're a leader, sometimes it feels great to go and be the follower.
Just to be a part of, yeah.
And so I was, came as a part of the group as a follower, and then our leader at the point at that time says, no, we equal, but we still push it on him. We all do. And being a part of Wind Shepherd's Worship gives me a different outlet. I can be a preacher and a singer.
Okay, okay.
Now, usually I separate those when depending on what the occasion is, but I can be a preacher and a singer, preaching. I don't have to preach in the group, but I'm around some preachers who understand what it means to be a preacher pastor. And then to be a singer and being able to use the gifts that God has given me vocally to do some things and instrumentally. Although all of us take a, well, at least I do, I take a backseat to the most masterful maestro himself, Frederick E. Wilson Jr., who I think is God's gift to a piano. His articulation is great. His chord structure is marvelous. And so I play, I take a back seat to him in that matter. So we, all of us in Wind Shepherd's Worship have our roles. All of us have our niches, and it all fitly, as the Bible would say, fitly joined together. And we, it's been a good ride, and it's just now it's time to take it to that next level. I don't have many choir members at my church.
Okay.
And I think that my choir members, and I can say it openly, hi, y'all. I said openly, I think many of my choir members are either scared of me or mad at me.
Okay.
Because I am, when it comes to music, I am a perfectionist.
Second time that's been said in here.
Okay. Especially vocally.
Okay.
Instrumentally, you can slide a little bit because I can't be.
Well,
perfect.
Sometimes with music, it's with interpretation.
Right.
So you can, you know, but with vocals, it is what it ain't.
It has to be tight. Now, with music, Fred, you got to play the way Fred said play it.
Okay, well.
You know, I'm just telling you. If it's wrong, he says, no, Daniel, no, go back and get that chord. He's done it to me. I'm telling you what I'm testifying. I tell you what I heard.
Okay,
he
said, tell you what you know.
He said,
right.
No, bro, go back and get it. Go back and get it. I'm like, dang, Fred.
Wow.
Dude, for real, bro? Then I want to say, ain't I older?
Yeah, you are.
But,
you are my big
but,
brother.
I am, when it comes to vocals, I'm a stickler.
Okay.
And so I've become, one of my older choir members used to call me, well, former choir member, she called me Ike.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
You know, I was like, I took it wrong the first time. And I'm like,
oh, Lord.
Like, not eat the cake. Eat
the cake, right. That's the cake anime.
First thought that came to my mind.
Sing the alto anime.
You better act like you know it.
You better act like
don't
you know
me,
your
don't make me come in that booth.
Right.
You lose your part again, I kill you.
Right.
Oh, my Lord.
So that's where it's been. I have enjoyed this ride with Wind Shepherd's Worship, and I'm so looking forward to what's in our next. I heard Pastor Wilson or Fred, whichever y'all using today, heard him say as I was coming that Pastor Tyler, you know, was with him with C3.
Right.
And so I've never sang with Tyler. I only knew Tyler because of his connection with my best friend, Pastor Eric Lee.
Okay.
So I've seen Tyler, but I didn't know Tyler. But to get in a group with people who are just as crazy as you.
Wow.
Oh, God. It's a grand time in rehearsal.
Yeah. I bet.
It's a grand time on stage because it's like we know where each other's going. Me and Fred, we look at each other when we do stuff.
Sure.
Like, yeah, I know. we read each other so well. And so thank you, Fred.
It's a true brotherhood.
Thank you, Fred.
It's a true brotherhood.
That's amazing, man. So look, this is what I'm going to do. Because I know we got another brother. I'm assuming he's still on his way. I don't know. We're going to pray and hopefully everything is all right. We're going to get a little bit of the song. Yes, that all right? Let's see how my load worked last night. Now let's see here. Let's see if we did this right now. Y'all pray for me. It was a little late when I loaded it. I was in between studying. I was in between studying when I was loading y'all stuff last night.
Oh,
yeah, I'm in school now, so I'm trying to, you know.
Oh, where you at, man?
Liberty. I'm doing Liberty. I'm doing it online. I don't have time to be nobody. Yeah, getting my doctorate. So
go for it, man.
Yeah,
do
so
that, brother.
All right, so here we go, y'all.
When Moses,
when shepherds worship, great things happen. We'll be right back, y'all. We're gonna let y'all listen to some of this, and we're gonna see what's going on. Y'all be good.
He lifted his hands on the mountain. The people won the battle down in the valley. Great things happen.
Great things happen.
When shepherds worship.
When shepherds worship.
Yeah, miracles.
Miracles happen.
That was the song, Great Things Happen, Great Things Happen. I love it, I love it. Really? Okay.
Yeah, hey, listen, that song sends us in rehearsal.
See, I know I can sing with y'all because all y'all real good. And like I was trying to tell Fred, I get right in the middle. I stay right there.
There's a lot of brothers who want to come right in the middle.
I'm just good right there. When shepherds worship and him. I've always been
listen,
an and them.
Listen, Angela and
Marcy.
Well, Marcy ain't gonna sing.
She ain't gonna. Okay.
But Angela has tried to get in the group.
Angela Johnson. Oh Lord, Angela, get somewhere.
Russell's wife told Russell's wife, "We're gonna give her a mic on the side." just when Garrett died, you just start singing.
Oh, as soon as he died.
When my voice disappears, Marcy, you sing. I lip sync. I our lip sync.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It's been a great ride, man. Mm-hmm. God has been faithful to us as a group.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was saying earlier, mm-hmm. all of us have our different genres. Fred is a masterful musician.
Mm-hmm.
Hymn knowledge. I mean, he knows hymns. Like, we both know hymns.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, he, Russell, and I all play keyboard.
But, okay.
Russell plays other instruments as well. But
yeah, he told me he played keyboard, piano, a mm-hmm. little bit of percussion, a mm-hmm. little bit of all that. So let me ask you, just back to your church for a moment. So you've been passing over there for
8.5 years. Now.
8.5 years.
Yeah. They need to update my bio, I think. On that
well,
website.
You know, hey, we got it from Marcy.
No,
so.
Marcy got it from my secretary on my website. So
okay.
I'll get on my people.
So anyway, you've been over there for 8 years. I know you talked about Inglewood. We just left a breakfast when they were talking about violence and all other kind of stuff. I know, right? How is it though? I know how it is over here in Austin.
Now, one thing that he said, that the mayor did say today,
mm-hmm.
is honest. He was telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Crime year over year has dropped 50% in Inglewood.
That's amazing.
Nobody really wants to tell
that
story.
I would never have heard that on the news.
The media does not report that.
Nowhere.
Crime has. I mean, I get the crime stats every month. I mm-hmm. meet with the police department. I'm part of the faith based council.
Yeah.
Of the CAPS department.
Okay.
And our stats show us year over year. Crime has gone down.
That's
month
amazing.
After month, you see different variations, mm-hmm. but year over year, crime has gone down, and it's due to superb leadership.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know this, but Inglewood, which is 7th District,
mm-hmm.
always loses our commanders.
Yeah.
Our commanders always get
elevated
downtown.
Yep.
Because they do such a great job.
Ours too.
And it's bad
for the community.
It's horrible for the community.
It is.
And so Commander Johnson right now is doing a heck of a job.
Okay.
And keeping faith
mm-hmm.
As a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping faith as a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And with faith as a part of the conversation, it says to the community that you don't have to be afraid because we trust in that preacher like you trust in that preacher.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you should trust that preacher because we trust that preacher.
Okay.
And so my goal at our church is to get in the community. I always say this. When I pray, especially about our church, God, let us be a beacon of light in a dark community that we might shine, you know, brighter than anything else. And I can honestly say in the area of my church, in 4 blocks, I'm only responsible for 4 blocks
mm-hmm.
in each direction of my church.
Okay.
I ain't trying to pastor all of Inglewood. I will.
Right.
But I ain't trying to pastor all of Inglewood. I'm responsible for, and that's what my pastor taught me here on the west side.
Okay.
Dr. Richard Nelson, the Great Open Door Church.
Okay.
Taught me that. But I am in charge of 4 blocks in each direction of my church. I don't care if there are other churches there.
North, east, south, and west.
North, east, south,
4 blocks.
4 blocks. And so my concern is on those 4 blocks.
I like that.
And for 8 years, get this, in mm-hmm. 8 years, we have not seen more than 3 murders.
Wow.
Did you hear what I said?
8 years.
8 years. And very few shootings.
Wow.
Now, they may break in your car. Or used to.
Yeah.
They got the church before.
Yeah.
It's the watch out there now. They got his wife.
Uh-huh.
They stole the church's van tire 1 year.
Well, somebody just did ours 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah.
But that was so long ago, but they have an understanding now.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that comes and violates our space now, somebody's uh-huh. going to tell on them.
Ah. And that's because of the effect that you guys are having in the community.
Yes.
Now, if you were just over there and weren't doing nothing,
And one guy tried. We had a guy who with an 18-wheeler try to disrespect us church. Man, he parked his 18-wheeler right in front of the church.
Mm.
And I would say, brother, you can't do that. Have women, please. Mm-hmm. They go supposed to have Jesus. I said, okay. He did it one good Sunday the wrong time.
Uh-huh.
And one of the brothers who was preaching for me that mm-hmm. Sunday had mm-hmm. a friend downtown.
Uh-oh.
He called his friend. I called the alderman.
Uh-huh.
The alderman's office called the trucking company.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
The friend had the truck ticketed.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so I called the alderman's office. Pastor Garrett, you won't ever have to worry about that. And parking there again, the company says they're going to assure you that that will not happen again.
Wow.
That man has parked across the street, but he ain't ever parked in front of my church.
Wow.
And so we are a community. We are a community that's trying to – y'all within this room. We are a community that's trying to grow,
mm-hmm.
and I'm trying to minister to the community. We feed at Thanksgiving, week before Thanksgiving,
mm-hmm.
we have hot meals in church.
Wow.
And we serve over 100 people This year was kind of rough, but I think the highest we've served is 175 people in our small dwelling.
That's amazing.
By the way, it's a quick plug. We're asking 200 people for $25 to help us retire our debt by hopefully the third Sunday, because I wanted to be a Christmas present to the church for the deacon, to my church administration, to say, pass the church paid for.
We have
less than 5,000 miles left.
Amen.
Like 200 people get $25. It's there.
Wow.
You know, so.
Okay.
Givelify, Spirit Redeemed Baptist Church. Or you go to spiritredeemedchicago.org.
Amen.
Bulldog don't wag his own tail.
Amen.
I'm going to plug the church I passed. Amen.
Amen.
But I love our church. This, man, Inglewood is where I got my first girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Inglewood is where I got stuck up at. Inglewood, where I got introduced to drugs at.
Okay.
Inglewood, that's my hood.
So that's your.
And although my dad pastored and moved away and moved us away, the Lord brought me back to my hood, to my
foundation. That's how I feel about Austin. I just thought about what you said, because I got stuck up right here on the corner.
Come on now. I was walking to grammar school.
Leaving high school. going to the rest. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Try that again. Yeah, I was right there at high school. I was on my way. We was walking to a little restaurant over there, and we out there playing around, and God walked right up to me. Broad daylight. I was all of 16, 17 years old.
I got stuck up younger than that.
And yeah, that happened. I got robbed. I got robbed in Garfield coming from Catholic school in about sixth grade.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Guy came up to me, just give me your money here, man. I don't want no problems. You know, but all that stuff. But this is, I've been here. You know, my high school is right around the corner, still open, Austin. All of that stuff has happened over here. So I have an affection and an affinity for this community, man. So I love to hear that about what's going on in Evergreen. Now,
Inglewood.
Sorry.
Listen,
it started with an E.
Evergreen
is started with an E.
Right. Now,
he get offended.
I know he did. Where's
Roseland.
Now, you in Roseland. Now, that's where Meeks used to be.
He's still in Roseland.
That church. Oh, is it the big House of Hope? Is it still in Roseland?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
I just know it was. Okay. I thought. Yeah. I assumed Wild it Hunnets, looked
baby.
Like Indiana.
Wild Hunnets, baby.
When I think real hood South, I think Robbins.
Okay, that's South Suburbs.
Oh, okay, that's what that is.
You passed the city now.
That ain't even Chicago.
That's in Robbins.
They don't even think it's Illinois.
It's in Robbins, Illinois.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's another country.
You drive in and it's boarded up.
Afghanistan.
Oh, my God.
I love my brothers and sisters.
That ain't Roseland. I know, me too.
I love my brothers and sisters.
So,
Robbins. Some great churches in Robbins.
So y'all tell me about
Ship and Robbins.
Yes, tell me about this concert this next Friday, because I'm excited. I'm gonna try my best I'm gonna be at this concert. I'm supposed to be at an event tonight. Let me give y'all a rundown. The concert is Friday, December the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Is at 7 p.m.
7:30.
7:30 p.m. That's to give y'all the time. Doors open at 6.
Doors open at 6.
See, maybe you should have started at 6. What time y'all actually going to start?
We're going to start at 7:30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, 7:30. When Shepherds Worship, featuring two of the four that you see here. I'm sorry, two of the guys that you see here right now. My brother here, Pastor Daniel Garrett. My brother here, Pastor Frederick E. Wilson.
Two is what we call him.
Junior,
yes,
over here.
Yes,
Elder Tyler is also going to be there, and my brother Pastor Harris,
Pastor Russell B.
Russell
Harris.
B. Harris will also be there in concert. So what's everybody gets a little part. So tell me, so your part is what in the concert?
Before we even
come
get,
on,
you told me to hype this concert.
Come on, do your thing.
Before we even get to the pastors,
okay.
Come on,
at the concert.
Uh-huh. Deal with it, brother.
Come on.
Before you even blessed by four different brothers
right.
and they vibe.
Right.
Man, our band for that night,
dude.
Our musical director is Russell Harris. Is he the third or junior?
Junior,
okay.
I just saw the video of him.
Yeah. 14?
Jeez.
He's our musical director. He's got other teenagers, 15, 16.
I'll be through something at him.
So the whole band is 18 and under.
Wow.
And they're insane, man. They're doing things at 16. Me and Daniel were saying last night, they're doing things at 16 and 15 that... Here we are, 20, 30-year musicians, don't even understand
wow.
what they're doing.
Wow.
So, man, the talent, they're opening for us. What's the name of Russell's band?
I don't know the name of the band.
Okay.
I know some
but
of the members.
It's an all-instrumental band.
Okay.
And they're going to take some praise and worship songs that people may recognize, but the flips and the things they're going to
do
with it,
yeah.
It's incredible.
Man,
and to hear that coming from millennials, you know, that's the big thing we say in church as well. This is why I think this concert is so different and blessed, because we're always saying we don't give millennials a chance. And our young people, this, that, and other, come out and support.
Can I say this?
Sure.
Just because these guys are young, don't mean we using them. They getting paid.
Yeah.
We're gonna support them.
You're taking the words out of my mouth.
We're supporting them.
The $10.
We just had this
ticket,
money conversation the other day. But go ahead.
Yeah.
That's why I said it.
The $10 ticket, which is nothing,
right,
but the $10 ticket that you're getting is going to support these young men.
Yeah.
$10, let me say this, is nothing for a concert.
That is, because
some of y'all just gave Jay-Z
about $250.
$250.
I know how much.
And that was just for Jay-Z, right? Was anybody with him? I don't know. I know some of my peoples went, but
just say what? I mean,
huh?
Yeah.
Man, that's Jay-Z.
Yeah, man. Four.
But Beyonce wasn't with him, though.
No,
because see, I give you a couple.
I might have been. No.
Jesus, it's you. You're the one I want. You're the one I need.
Really?
That's
what
you're going with it? Jesus, it's you. Oh. She do got a choir backing up on that song, though.
Okay, now here's a debate.
Come on. Uh-oh.
Have you ever played the song?
What song?
If you sit down and play that song on piano.
Uh-huh. What is the song from? Where is she taking it from?
Hezekiah Walker.
Uh-huh.
All right now. Think I'll make it. Play the chord structure.
Oh, wow.
What song are you talking about?
Ezekiel Walker. I was down.
No, I know that one. What other song are you talking about?
No, you're talking about the Beyonce song, the one where she, baby, it's the one that they keep.
Love on Top.
Yeah, Love on Top.
Oh, okay.
Same chord structure.
Okay.
Yeah, because she, and then she starts moving up. Yeah.
Churchy.
Yeah, very churchy.
And that's why she's good.
Uh-huh.
That's why that song took off.
Yeah.
Because it grabbed that church crowd.
Yeah, of course
churchy.
It did. Of course it did. You know, we like a good.
And when she modulated, that took. Oh, hit the church. Hey! Hey! Church just got in. Clapping her hands, stomping her feet, taking a phone.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You know.
I hear it. So this concert is next Friday. So, again, give me a little piece. So, what's your function?
So, I'm a that's my primary gift. Of course, I do sing. My primary gift is the keyboard, the piano.
Okay.
And so, man, my set will be what I do. I haven't done it in a couple of weeks, but I'm going to get back on it. Midnight worship. It's coming at every service at 12 midnight at night.
Mm-hmm.
It just started really as me sleepless nights. And
mm-hmm.
I would get on Facebook, man, just go from song to song, hymn to hymn, and put a little jazzy, maybe Q2 flavor on it, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be my set. Man, I'm going to just kind of lead the concert off in some worship and in playing some music that the Lord has given me. So that'll be my part. So each pastor will have a set. Then we'll go back to the group singing. And I believe you're the last one. Yeah.
And what's your piece?
Actually, it's a piece I wrote.
Okay.
I wrote an original that night. I wrote for my children's choir when I was at Great Open Door.
Okay.
And I taught it all over the country. And so I said, I'll do it myself. So we're going to do that song. It's a worship type zone, worship type feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I was debating on which one I was going to do. But I may play a little bit and sing a little bit. But again, the band is so hot, I'm kind of afraid to play because these guys are phenomenal.
That's amazing, man. I'm
so proud of those guys. But we have every individual of our group has a different feel and flavor.
Okay.
As we were talking about that earlier, like Pastor Tyler, I call him our crooner. He's the gospel Luther of the group.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Tyler will make you sweat. If you're at the concert with your wife or whatever, and he starts singing, he'll make you sweat.
Wow.
Because her eyes get glittery.
Wow.
You know, and he's talking about Jesus. I mean, he's just that
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pastor Russell Harris, man, that dude is like Dunamis.
He plays every instrument that there is to play.
Dude, and then he comes at the box with such fire. It don't seem like he got it. But then when he pulls it on you, you mean, you know, it's like, you remember that Five Heartbeats show?
Yeah.
I think it was Eddie. And the girls start coming out of the
club. Eddie Kane. Russell, he just called you the Eddie Kane of our group.
I mean, you're going to do something. You're going to get up or something.
I cannot wait to see you, Russell Harris.
You are officially Eddie Kane, Teddy P.
That's too good. That's too good.
It's going to be awesome. I think for this concert, we're going to do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people don't get. We, although we're somewhat concert-minded, I think me and Pastor Wilson,
mm-hmm.
me and Fred are really concert-minded,
mm-hmm.
big stage concert-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And our other brothers are church somewhat concert-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Fred are always overboard.
Yeah.
Russell's like, brothers.
Calm down.
Calm down.
Come on back. Come on back this way.
And Tyler like, whatever you say, brothers. Be quiet, boy.
Yeah.
Quiet boy was cold when it came with the tag.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be, we're going to do what we do. And what we do is worship. That's what we do. When we start singing, it goes to another place. It's not just singing for us. We're in that spot. It becomes intimately that place of intimacy for us. And we feed off of each other in the spirit of each other. I don't know if you talked about it before I got here,
mm-hmm.
How God moved in rehearsal once Pastor Tyler got that text or phone call.
No, I didn't. Please share that.
We were in rehearsal, Dana, and what happened
mm-hmm.
was that Pastor Tyler had gone to the doctor, some things concerning his heart.
Oh, wow.
Some things that... that they couldn't get it. They couldn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a little concerned at one point. Then we just gave it to Jesus. But in the middle of singing, great things happen when
okay.
shepherds worship.
Wow.
He got the phone call that all was well. He said his heart was stronger than ever.
Yep. Wow.
You know, and yep. He didn't have to say nothing. This is all he did.
Yep.
Wow.
So he lifted his hands.
Wow.
In worship, and it just.
Oh, my.
It just from there.
Oh, my.
We went all the way in.
Oh, my.
It was very much more than coincidental.
Jesus.
It was while we were singing, something happened.
Yeah.
Wow.
He walked into that rehearsal not knowing
what the outcome
was, what this doctor was going to say, a family curse of heart issues and heart disease, man.
Wow.
And then, yeah, 20 minutes, 30
man.
Minutes later into our rehearsal, as we get to a place of worship,
mm-hmm.
his phone rings, man. And so we are believing, literally, if that can happen in a rehearsal.
Yeah, just imagine.
Come on.
Just imagine.
Yeah.
Come on.
If they say, well, this is just rehearsal, and the big thing is going to happen at the concert, well, hey, we have a witness that someone got a healing testimony in our rehearsal. We're believing that it can happen over the entire congregation tonight on December 15th.
I want to ask you this in the few minutes that we have left.
Yes.
Is that something that's lacking in the church? We talked about this before. I would ask this question with a few minutes left. This deliverance piece, we don't see that like we should. That to be as saved as we claim and Holy Ghost filled as we claim and sanctified and on fire for the Lord. Where is the deliverance? Where is the healing? All that stuff that grandmama used to talk about. And is that still happening in the church?
Let me give you my uneducated
go ahead.
Input, and then we'll let Bishop Wilson speak. Deliverance works two ways.
Ah, okay.
First of all, you got to want it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is the person has to be, the person's orchestrating or being used have to be in a place that they can be used. And one of the problems I think we've lost is the realness, the sincerity, especially when it comes to deliverance in the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one reason the church has had a lot of problems with not only the Baptist church, other churches have a problem with deliverance
mm-hmm.
because oftentimes the folk who are participating in it living a life that ain't full of nothing, ain't feeling nothing, you know, and they live in a sad life and like, how can this happen? And then, so they leave so many gaps.
Yeah.
So it's on the person who is supposedly being used by God
mm-hmm.
and the individual that wants deliverance, it has to be an effort.
Wow.
If I want deliverance
That's
in my
rich.
Life, I have to want to be delivered.
That's right.
And I'm willing to go through the process. I'll use this. Because we're talking about coming from stairs. If I want to be able to come up all them stairs without taking a breath,
come on.
Then I have to do the cardio.
Come on, the work necessary.
I have to want to do the cardio.
Right.
And practice what I'm getting. So if I want to be delivered,
mm-hmm.
I have to practice being delivered.
That's good.
See, nobody wants to do that.
That's good.
I have to practice wanting to live holy. I have to practice wanting to live the way God wants to live.
It's a choice.
And if I want to be used by God effectively, I have to practice being used by God and making sure I'm pure enough for him that none of my foolishness pops up on the person I'm trying to help get through that deliverance moment.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
I'm sorry. That's my uneducated.
Amen. That's my response.
That's it.
Yeah. And the church said,
oh, God.
Amen.
Look, man, this has been, I wish we had more time to sit back and talk about this. So
incredible.
One more time, Friday, December 15th, 7:30, at Temple of Glory International Church. Address?
311 East 95th Street, three blocks east of the Dan Ryan Expressway on the city south side.
Y'all got parking? Parking
yes,
lot,
sir.
All that
two
good stuff?
Two parking lots on either side of
two
the church.
Right. Okay, so y'all got to run back down and move your car.
I wasn't going to say nothing, but he said it. He said they had me in the wrong lot, y'all.
Hey, no.
About to get my car.
I'm so glad you got that out because ain't no the radio. Our show expenses is limited. So, yeah, we take limits off that, but just, yeah.
Come on.
Anyway,
no,
look,
good.
Man,
yeah.
I appreciate y'all party. All that good stuff, man. One of you brothers pray us out, man, so we can get up out of here.
Let's pray. Father God, we love you and we thank you, God. We are honored to be called your sons and for those out there, your daughters, God. We love you for loving us first, in spite of us, in spite of our faults, in spite of our weaknesses. You made us just as we are. And then, God, you use us. You use us for your glory, even in the places, God, where we are weak. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for using us. You could have called anybody to be saved, to be a preacher, to have a musical gift, to have a television and radio show. But you put those gifts down in us.
Yes, God.
And today, God, we say thank you.
Thank you,
we're grateful to you for all that you have done for us, just for another day's journey. God, we thank you for Brother Reverend Dana King. We thank you for his ministry. We thank you for this man of God. Your word says that wherever we go, we can leave our peace there. Right now, we as Wind Shepherds Worship leave our peace in this place. We cover this great man of God. Lord, we pray that you would elevate his platform, God, to reach the masses for your glory. And then, Lord, now we pray that everything that we do as Wind Shepherds Worship on this December 15th concert be not for our name, but that your name would be lifted.
Mm.
For the word says that if you be lifted, you will draw all men unto you. Let deliverance take place. Let healing take place. Let worship take place. And before we even get to next Friday, God bless us right now as we go into this weekend. I pray for Kingdom Baptist Church on Sunday. Spirit Redeemed, Temple of Glory, every church out there. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. Now, even for those who are watching, wherever you may be, whatever you may be going through, we want you to know that if you lift your hands, the same hands that you lift to God to worship him, the Bible says he will strengthen that hand to give you the help that you need. We decree and declare it all. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. We say hallelujah and amen. Glory to God.
Man, y'all have blessed me today. This has been great.
Hallelujah.
We got to do this again.
I'm honored.
And we'll schedule it where we know all of us can
be
here.
I know.
But we'll figure it out, man. Look, we'll do a special show. We do have that kind of flexibility. I can change things. So, we're good, man. I appreciate y'all. This has been awesome.
We hope you can be there on Friday, man.
I'm going to tell you, look, I should have had it with me today. This one right here. I'm going to walk up to the mayor. I really would, but y'all pray for Steve. Y'all don't need folks like you encouraging me. I was told to calm down. I'm trying to.
The brother on my right, Mr. Mayor.
Oh yeah, he sure did. Look, y'all, we gotta go. Y'all stay blessed, man. And remember, you got to drive through this special city we call Chicago. Please keep your head on the swivel, cause y'all know some of y'all folks are crazy. Y'all stay blessed, man. We out of here. TTLO. We gonna get y'all some more of this when great things happen. Great things happen when shepherds worship. We see y'all next week, y'all. Peace. Yes, we do.